Welcome friends to Literature Mantra. I'm Harsh Singh and in this lecture we'll discuss the writer E.P. Thompson. E.P. Thompson. Now the dates of E.P. Thompson are from 1924 to 1993. And in short, he was a British social historian. Social historian as well as a political activist. Of course, he was also a writer, that goes without saying. And in particular, he's famous for one work called The Making of the English Working Class. The Making of the English Working Class. And this was published in the year 1963. Along with this, he has also published some other works, and all of these have heavily influenced the post-World War II historiography. And what is the meaning of historiography? Historiography means writing of history. And this is with respect to Great Britain. Along with this, Thompson also participated in the founding of the British New Left. British New Left in the 1950s. And by the 1980s, he became one of Europe's most prominent anti-nuclear activists. Anti-nuclear activists. Matlab ye ke somebody who opposes nuclear arms. Now, we will discuss the contribution of E.P. Thompson with respect to cultural studies. Along with this, we will also discuss what are the main arguments in his work, The Making of the English Working Class. Ye bhi discuss karenge. Now, after this, he has written few more books which are very famous and you should know about. One is called The Poverty of Theory. The Poverty of Theory. Now, agar aapko yaad hoga aur agar aapne Karl Marx padhi hai, then there's a famous work by Karl Marx called The Poverty of Philosophy. To usi ke upar inhone bhi title banaya hai, E.P. Thompson ne, The Poverty of Theory. Usi ke jaisa title hai. Of course, it's not the same thing or the same title, but something which has been inspired from the book of Karl Marx. Then there is another work by him called Time, Work Discipline and Industrial Capitalism. Time, Work Discipline and Industrial Capitalism. And this was published in 1967. So these three books, The Poverty of Theory, then Time, Work Discipline and Industrial Capitalism, and the one which I told you at the beginning, The Making of the English Working Class. ये तीन किताबों के नाम याद रखना. Now, in terms of arguments and ideas, what are the broad ideas which E.P. Thompson has contributed? First of all, there is a phrase called history from below. History from below. इसका क्या मतलब है? See, broadly speaking, Thompson championed the study of history from below. So, focusing on the experiences and contributions of ordinary people, which are often neglected in traditional historical narratives. For example, suppose a historian wrote about the freedom struggle, or a historian wrote about medieval history, medieval India history. So the only things or the only people that are mentioned are the important people. Nobody mentions the name of the poor farmers or the ordinary man. They are just called ordinary people, hai na? So here E.P. Thompson is arguing for a history that comes from below. So history from below. After that, the next argument that he's famous for is he argues for moral economy of the crowd. What is the meaning of this? Moral economy of the crowd. See, he analyzed working class protests and actions through the lens of a shared moral economy of fairness and justice. Shared moral economy of fairness and justice. After that, he also highlighted the importance of customary rights and traditions in shaping of the working class life and resistance in Great Britain, with respect to Great Britain. And in the work, The Making of the English Class, in this he challenged the traditional historical narratives and he emphasized the agency and cultural contributions of the working class. The contribution of ordinary people or the working class anywhere is neglected always. So what E.P. Thompson does is he emphasizes the agency and cultural contributions of the working class. And this work, The Making of the English Working Class, is considered one of the most important contributions to labor history, labor history and social history, in the later 20th century of Great Britain. Along with this, remember that this book challenged the rigid Marxist models of class formation and also highlighted the dynamic interplay, dynamic interplay between economic structures, cultural practices and political consciousness. Normally we think that economics is divorced from culture and divorced from politics. But he challenges these rigid Marxist models and instead highlights the dynamic interplay that is going on between these three. Economic structures, cultural practices and political consciousness. And also remember that this book examines various forms of working class resistance. For example, फूड रायट्स, ठीक है, मतलब खाने के ऊपर दंगे होना, फूड रायट्स, मशीन ब्रेकिंग एंड ऑल्सो पोलिटिकल ऑर्गेनाइजिंग बाय द वर्किंग क्लास. अलॉन्ग विद दिस थॉम्पसन ऑल्सो ड्रॉज ऑन वेरियस एंड डाइवर्स सोर्सेज लाइक फोक टेल्स, बैलेड्स एज वेल एज सम कोर्ट रिकॉर्ड्स टू रिकंस्ट्रक्ट द लिव्ड एक्सपीरियंसेज एंड लाइव्स ऑफ द वर्किंग क्लास. ठीक है, नाउ दीज आर सम थिंग्स विच आर रेयरली फाउंड इन हिस्ट्री बुक्स, है ना. वी रेयरली रीड अबाउट कॉमन पीपल और द लाइव्स ऑफ कॉमन पीपल, बट हियर थॉम्पसन ट्राइज टू रिकंस्ट्रक्ट द लिव्ड एक्सपीरियंसेज ऑफ द वर्किंग क्लास. ठीक है, एंड सी एज आई टोल्ड यू दैट प्राइमरली द फोकस वॉज ऑन इंग्लैंड एंड द वर्किंग क्लास इन इंग्लैंड और ग्रेट ब्रिटेन, बट द कॉन्सेप्ट्स एंड द मेथडोलॉजीज दैट ई पी थॉम्पसन हैज यूज्ड हैव रेलेवेंस across time and space. Matlab, you can apply those methodologies even in distant places like India or Africa or any other country if you want to understand the formation of working class identities and their struggles. Okay? So, as a quick recap, just remember that this book by E.P. Thompson, The Making of the English Working Class, okay? The central argument is that it contests and disputes the notion that the working class emerged solely as a product of industrialization. Okay? That is not so. Instead, Thompson argues that the working class consciousness and identity already existed beforehand and was further shaped by various historical experiences and struggles. Okay? And what are the key things that you'll find in this book? First of all, as I told you, history from below. This very famous phrase, history from below, in which Thompson champions and highlights the everyday experiences, lives and contribution of ordinary people, okay, which is often neglected in traditional historical narratives. Okay? After that, moral economy of the crowd. ठीक है, मॉरल इकोनॉमी ऑफ द क्राउड, ये भी एक फ्रेज है. ठीक है, सो व्हाट इज द मीनिंग ऑफ दिस? बेसिकली थॉम्पसन एनालाइजेस वर्किंग क्लास प्रोटेस्ट्स एज वेल एज एक्शंस थ्रू द लेंस ऑफ अ शेयर्ड मॉरल इकोनॉमी. ठीक है, अ शेयर्ड मॉरल इकोनॉमी ऑफ फेयरनेस एंड जस्टिस, एंड विद दिस ही चैलेंजेस द इंटरप्रिटेशंस दैट लेबल वर्किंग क्लास एज प्रिमिटिव और इर्रेशनल. ठीक है, आफ्टर दैट कस्टम इन कॉमन. ठीक है, दिस इज ऑल्सो अ फ्रेज. ठीक है, custom in common. In this, what he tries to do is he stresses the importance of customary rights and traditions in shaping working class life and resistance, and he argues that the workers or the working class defended these traditions, whatever those traditional traditions were, okay, defended these traditions against the injustices of industrialization. Okay, custom in common, ye yaad rakhna. And then the idea of hegemony is very clear. Okay, hegemony and consensus. And what is the meaning of consensus? A kind of agreement. Okay? So, Thompson analyzes how dominant groups maintain power, not just through force or coercion, but also through cultural consent and negotiation. Okay, ye toh bahut hi obvious hai. If you have read Marxism, then you already know this, that maintaining power is not only done through force, but consent. Okay? Along with this, Thompson also explores how working class communities engaged with and also contested this cultural hegemony, because the rich and the powerful and those who control factors of production in an economy are the ones who generally generate any kind of cultural practice. They shape cultural practices, they distort cultural practices. So working class community engaged and also contested this cultural hegemony. Okay? After that, throughout this book, E.P. Thompson talks about the agency of the working class. Matlab ki Thompson emphasizes the role of the working class people in actively shaping their own identity, their own culture, their own political consciousness through various forms of collective action and cultural expression. Theek hai, matlab ye ki he wanted to emphasize the agency and the role and the contribution of the working class, English working class, in the formation of the working class culture and overall culture in general. And there is a very famous phrase that he uses, and he says that his purpose in writing this book was to rescue British workers from the enormous condescension of posterity. Okay? To rescue British workers, quote, from the enormous condescension of posterity, unquote. Okay? Matlab ye ke he doesn't want the future generations of Britishers or British people to forget the role of the English working class in the contribution to the overall English culture and also in the identity formation of the English working class themselves. Okay? So in a way, trying to emphasize working class consciousness that they have been always alert,